Rabbi Sai, lessons from the late Parshas Re'eh. Happy to be back here in Eretz Yisrael, Ir HaKodesh. Hoping very soon to give the Shiurim live to students. But this week I wanted to share with you an important idea on our Parsha, a Pasuk I always was very, very fond of in Parshas Re'eh. Pasuk tells us, Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. Hashem promises us a very important thing. We are His children. Lo Tiskodedu. Below Tasimu Karcha Ben Einechem. So Hashem calls us His children, and then He says that we shouldn't cut ourselves, and we should not make a bald spot between your eyes of dentures. I want to focus on two of these ideas. One, what is the concept of Banim LaHashem Elokeichem, Atem LaHashem Elokeichem, and what's the concept of Lo Tiskodedu? We know the famous Gemara tells us it doesn't just mean that we shouldn't cut ourselves, specifically talking about when a person passes away, and somebody is very, very sad, a close relative is sad about that loss, and to cause pain to themselves, they will cut themselves. But the Gemara, of course, tells us that Lotus Kodu also means that you should not make a gudot adugodot. You shouldn't make your own little separate minyanim. You have a very large, beautiful shul, and all of a sudden you're starting making side minyanim, just making little places that are causing strife, that are causing the lack of achdus. So we want to answer one question, which we're going to get to, and that is that what does one thing have to do with the other? How do you relate the two to each other? Cutting yourself with the lack of achdus, if you will. Number two, I want to focus a bit more on Banim Atem LaHashem Elokeichem. The beautiful Pirkei Avos tells us that Chavivim Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem. Every human being is created in God's image. We also have to remember that in how we talk to everyone. But the Jews are Chaviv Yisera because they are called Banim Lamakom. And we have to always recognize that despite what we might think, they are Banim. Famous Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Lam Vav, beautifully says, become a song, maybe that's why I say it's a famous Gemara. It talks about this pasuk of Banim. And it asks, so what does that mean? Are we always called Banim Lamakom? The Gemara says, well, it depends. It's a machloikes. Bizman she'atem noagim minhag banim. When you act like banim, when you have achdus, atem korbim banim. When you act like it, you deserve it, you'll get it. Im atem noagim minhag banim, im atem korbim banim. That's what you call banim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. However, Rabbi Meir says, Omer ben kach u ben kach atem kurim banim. Ben kach u ben kach banahim, as the Avraham Fried likes to say, I think. So what does this mean? So we have a machlekes. What's the right thing? Is it ben kach or only when we do the rots of the machlekes? The Rashba in his Chubus says that position holds like Rabbi Meir. That ben kach, we are called his children. The Chida comments on this and says, according to the Shita of Rabbi Meir, every Jew has a distinguished status. It doesn't matter what his background is, what we would call how firm he is, how firm he's not. He is a child of God's. And that, he must be revered in an unparalleled way. The Arizal writes that in the recent generations, obviously in the times of the Arizal, Kabbalah, and our times, the power of the Sitra Achra, what's called the other forces, the forces of Tumah, have spiritually contaminated us and taken great hold of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, the little that we do of a positive nature is valued by Hashem and considered on the level parallel to that of the Tanayim in the Talmudic era. Every Jew has to be treated as a king. In other words, the Arizal is telling us that we don't and should never compare ourselves to other generations. For every generation is seeping slowly through the Tuma, the spiritual forces that don't allow us to serve in the Sitra Achra, as he calls it. And therefore, the little that we do is cherished in front of the Ribbono Shel. The generation that we live in is antithetical to many of the Torah values. To sit and learn Torah for an unparalleled amount of time is not something that's cool anymore because we don't do that anymore. We get little bites of things. We have Netflix now. We have these type of things that everything has to be done quickly without commercial, without breaks. That's the way the generation is. So if we go against that and we do what the Ratzon Hashem is, how much more so, says the Arizal, are we rewarded in this generation? The Midrash Tanchuma attributes the distinction to one action on the part of Avram Avinu. The Medrash Tanchuma beautifully says that when the Pasuk says that Avram Avinu, when he met the Arabs that were guys, the angels guys as Arabs, he ran towards them. After that, he ran towards to get the cattle to get them the meal. It was one that positive action that we are granted this great gift, this banai, Hashem Elokeichem. So we have no idea what a single mitzvah can do. And furthermore, we have no idea and should never judge another person because we don't know what shoes he stands in, what difficulties he has, and how cherished it could be in front of the Rabbanu Shalom, the one thing he does. Sometimes we come and we look at the person that's in the shul and say, oh, look at him, look how late he came to shul. You don't know maybe how difficult it was for him to get to shul. Maybe he has a very difficult manner of his life and minyan is not the thing he wants to do. Ben kach, he decides to go to shul. That's chaviv to Rabbanu Shalom. So we have to be very careful because we don't know the power of one mitzvah. And here's a story about one mitzvah. In Eretz Yisrael, there was a city outside of Yerushalayim where a mashkiach, one of his jobs were to make sure there was a daily minyan in this location, in a resort hotel for Mincha. One day he tried his best to get it, but unfortunately there was only 9 people. So, like any good Israeli, went outside looking for the center, looking for the 10th person. Finally, he finds somebody in the street and he says to them, center, can you come to be the 10th of the minyan? You will get incredible reward in the storehouse of the Rabbanu Shalom. This person is quite a stranger to religious life, has no idea what he's talking about, but he's a nice guy. And he says, I'll do what you want me to do, sit and just, you tell me when to answer on me. So he follows the mashkiach and they start walking upstairs the steps of the hotel. As they're getting up to the dining hall, he's only walked up now 3 or 4 steps, the mashkiach gets a phone call and it's from one of the people davening and said, oh, finally, my son came down. We have 10. You don't have to look anymore. He turned to this man and he said, thank you for trying to do the mitzvah, but you're not needed. You're welcome to join us. But the man, of course, turned around and went back to whatever he was doing. 10 years later, this mashkiach is sleeping. He has a dream. In the dream, this man appears to him who was going to be the 10th man. His countenance is shining brightly. And the man related to him that he has just passed away from the earthly abode. And during the previous month, And I've come to thank you for attempting to try to include your minion. You have no idea, he says, the incredible reward I received just for taking those 3 steps. I walked up in order to complete a minion. He added, I ask you a favor. I have a son who lives in Yerushalayim. Unfortunately, he's not religious. Nobody's saying Kaddish for me. Please say Kaddish for me. And of course, the mashkiach acquiesced. So you might look at this person in the street and see that he's totally secular. He doesn't even know what a minion is, but you don't know that one action that he did. And this comes to the second part. And that comes to the idea of what does one thing have to do with the other? Achdus and lotus goded. We have to recognize that if a person hurts himself, he's hurting all of Klal Yisrael. We are one orchestra. Rav Soloveitchik, and I'll say over a beautiful idea from Rav Soloveitchik in a moment, but Rav Soloveitchik, a beautiful, and I've quoted this many times, talks about minyan being one orchestra. Each of the instruments alone sound okay, maybe, but together they are symphony, they are gorgeous. And we have to come together and listen to it. As Rav Soloveitchik beautifully says as well, somebody who is an expert in this, a musicologist, as he calls it, a musicologist would go ahead and listen, and he can know if one string is off. He's able to know if there's one thing that's off, if there's one violin player that's not there that day. And that's exactly it. Rabbanu Shalom wants to take all of our tefillahs together. One person is good at the violin. That violin might be something called chesed. The other person is very good at the trombone. That might be Torah. Another person, v'chulu, but we all join together ba'achdus. And if you're hurting yourself, you're hurting us because we are, as a nation, one good. And to this, Rav Soloveitchik quoted, and I know I quoted this in another occasion, but it certainly bears repeating, a beautiful Gemara in Menachos. The Gemara tells them, Menachos, on Daf, Lamed Zayin Amar Aleph, a very strange story. It talks about a Tana, Debei, the school of Rabbi Menashe, al yodecha zu korva be'enecha, regarding a person that's blind between their arms, the crown between your head, where the tefillin is placed. And then it asks the question, well, what happens in the case of the following dilemma? Where would one don their tefillin if they had two heads? Boy mine tlima, mi rabbi, mi shiyesha shtein roshim. So the strange question asks tlimo to Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi, what happens if a person has two heads? Where do you put your tefillin on? So he was upset. He says, go and exile yourself. Accept upon yourself excommunication for asking such a ridiculous question. So seemingly ridiculous, but the Tosfos says, Ba'olam hazeh leka, aval yesh midrash. Hashme'ida hoitzi mitachas karka adam. There was once a person who had two heads. The salvation continues. It's based on Rabbeinu Tam's interpretation of this, that they went to Shlomo HaMelech with two heads, and he's asked the following question. He says, I want a double portion. My father has passed away, and I have brothers, but I have two heads, so I'm two people, and I want a double portion. Shlomo HaMelech, being of infinite wisdom, says, no problem at all. We will check to see if you, in fact, are two people or not. He says, okay, how are you going to do that? He blindfolds both of the heads, and he takes hot water, and he puts it over the one head, and the second head screams. He said, you see, if one head was in fact one head and not connected to the other, the hot water, I'm sure it wasn't that hot, would not affect the other head, but it is two heads. So Soloveitchik uses this analogy based on the Rabbeinu Tam, says that's Bnei Yisrael. We have to recognize at some point, Bonim is not Ben, we're banim, we are together. And yes, we might not hold like the shita that we have to be good, we have to be ba'achdus. But you have to understand that if one bad thing is happening to one person, it affects everyone, it affects the klal, because we are one unit, we are one guf, we're ishachar kaleivachar. Or Y.Y. Jacobson, I quoted his beautiful drush, I was zeichet to hear a number of weeks ago. So he tells a really fascinating story about that he heard something that Rabbi Lamb had said years ago. The great Rabbi Lamb tells a story that he was on a ship once, and back in those days, you know, they didn't have Costa Rica and all these different things. He was on, there was a few Jews here and there. And it was back in the day, in the 1970s, when the incredible mission of Entebbe happened. And there were reports on the boat of the whole story of Entebbe and the Jewish, the successful army, of course, the famous, you know, Netanyahu passing away, but albeit that, saving all the Jewish people, there was a euphoric nature, but they didn't know how to celebrate the state of Israel, for they were not Jewish. But they found that one of the people working on the boat, one of the ship hands, as they call them, in fact, was Jewish. And they were so excited, they didn't know what to do. You know what they did? They put him on a chair, they started lifting him up all around the boat, and they were celebrating together with him. And Rabbi Lamb said, what was going on over here? What does this one little Jew, this short Jew, who's just a ship hand, who probably doesn't even, you know exactly too much about his Judaism, maybe he doesn't even know what Rosh Hashanah is, they're dancing with him all because he knew he was Jewish. You know why? Because that's the difference between the Jewish people. When something good happens to us, it happens to all the Jewish people. And Rachman al-Tlan, when something bad happens to us, it happens to all the Jewish people. That's the way we have to react. That's the sensitivity we have to have to each Jewish person. If you want him to be your father, well, then you have to realize that you have other brothers. And that's the key. As we will, just in a few days, start our process of tshuva, Rosh Chodesh Elul, Habalein L'Toyv, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, we start Elul. We start waking ourselves up on Sunday with the shofar, and we're reminding ourselves of what tshuva is all about. And ultimately, we will move on to the season of Avinu Malkeinu, the season of calling out to Hashem as our Father, Slach Lana Avinu Ki Chatanu. But then he looks at us and he says, well, will you banim? A father's ultimate joy is to look at his kids and just say, the fact that you get along takes away all the sadness from my life. The fact that my kids are getting along with each other is the ultimate. And that, I think, is the important message that we have to focus on. Let us focus on these weeks of the summer go away, and we start a very serious introspection process of Ani L'Dodi V'Dodi Li, of getting closer to our Dodi, to our Rabbanu Shalom. Remember that Doifi, Dodi Doifik, Rabbanu Shalom is knocking on the door, wanting to open the door. And yes, he asks us to do our personal truth of what we've done wrong. But if you recognize that when you do something wrong, it's not just about you. And it's not just about your family and future generations. It's about all of Klal Yisrael. And yes, we have to share in the happiness when others have a simcha. And so too, share in the sorrow. When Rachmana Litzlan, we hear about the Shinra family, about this beautiful girl, Rina, that died on Kiddush Hashem, and the great words of Emuna that our father shares. We have to have sorrow. It has to bother us because we are banim. It's like a child of ours. And so too the joys of Klal Yisrael as well. As we celebrate the wedding season, so many people get married during this time. Maybe it's not someone so close to us. Have a bit of simcha. Smile a bit. Have a l'chaim maybe. When you hear about another person of Klal Yisrael rebuilding the Chumash Yerushalayim, with Yishama B'Arei Yehuda, Chutzos Yerushalayim. With that, we will be zaycha to getting it, getting that message, Emirtz Hashem, which will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash HaShlishi, the Meher V'Yameku, and always a reminder that we are Banim Hashem Elokeinu.